This is episode number 2119 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, December 29th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News. Here is Morgan.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, Hallie.
Hey, hey, Hallie? What?
When a fan accidentally tweeted to Hallie about Halle Berry, of course, about their excitement for Disney's upcoming live-action remake of The Little Mermaid.
Go ahead.
She hilariously clarified that it wasn't her that will grace the screen.
No.
But 21-year-old singer Halle Bailey instead.
Bailey, not Halle Berry. Yeah, yes. I can see, and I've gotten confused myself. Just, you know, your eye, when you read headlines, you see words that you recognize, and I've stopped every time I've seen Halle Bailey, because, thinking it's about Halle Berry.
Because you'll stop for anything about Halle Berry.
Well, that's true, but still, I'm just saying, I think anybody would. It's like, oh, wait, that's not wrong Halle. Wrong Halle.
So the Twitter user wrote, "Can't wait to see you under the sea," along with the mermaid emoji. And Hallie responded, "Wrong Hallie, LOL.
LOL.
I can't wait to see her too, though."
Yeah. She's pretty good, Halle Bailey. Yep.
Yeah, she's going to be excellent.
She's going to be excellent, yes.
So this isn't the first time fans have mistakenly mixed up the two Hallies.
No.
In 2019, Disney announced that Halle Bailey will star as Ariel in the remake.
Yeah.
And right after the announcement, Twitter users expressed their need to do a double take after reading the news.
Well, sure, of course.
So one of them said, "Legit spent an hour trying to figure out why Disney cast Halle Berry as a Little Mermaid. Then I realized it was Halle Bailey. I can't be the only one."
Legit. No. And actually, silly me, I read the same thing at first. I had to do a double take, and I was like, oh, it's Halle Bailey. Because I was like, why would Halle Berry play Ariel in the remake live action of The Little Mermaid? She might could play Ursula, but I don't think she could play.
She could do it. Are you kidding?
No, she's way too old. You know.
Since when does that stop anybody?
No. Ariel is an ingenue. She's ingenue. Like, you know, she's young and vivacious and without a voice.
And you're saying that Halle Berry isn't young and vivacious?
She's not as young.
But yet vivacious.
You know what? I don't think that needs to even be addressed. I mean, that's already a known commodity. She's just Halle Berry. I mean, I could watch that Cleopatra commercial like all day long. I should put that on loop on my YouTube. She plays a good
Cleopatra. Halle Berry.
She plays a good Cleopatra. I tell you what.
Get old Cleopatra.
The Queen of Denial, right? Cleopatra was the Queen of Denial.
Yep.
The Nile, I should say.
Well, the war on terrier isn't over.
Terrier?
Yet.
Terrier. What is the war on terrier?
Apparently, Amber Heard is getting back at Australian Deputy Prime Minister by naming her new dog after him.
Oh.
Barnaby Joyce.
Barnaby Joyce, the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia.
If I named someone after my dog after someone, it would be a compliment.
Right. But
his dogs are beloved.
I kind of know this story, right? Because Amber and Johnny got in trouble in Australia over some dogs, right?
Yeah, so Joyce went on Aussie TV yesterday to rehash the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, Puppygate.
Puppygate.
In 2015.
Wow, has it been that long?
Yeah, it's when they were married to each other.
Johnny
Depp, you shouldn't have gone there.
Yeah, right.
We told you, but you didn't listen.
No.
They were in Australia for Johnny's filming of Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Seriously, that was in 2015?
Yeah.
God, it seems like it's been longer than that. Wow. Okay. All right.
That's about right, I think.
Well, yeah,
in
of
my
course
head.
It's about right. But
okay. And my head is not the right place to be because my head's full of cobwebs and, you know, empty-ish.
So they got in trouble. They were in Australia.
Well, you may recall they brought their two terriers illegally into the country and faced deportation or worse for their crime.
Oh, my.
Now, Joyce claimed he hadn't thought about the issue until yesterday when Amber posted about her new dog.
How soon they forget.
He claims there's still an issue of Amber committing perjury in the entire incident.
So I don't think she'll be going back to Australia.
I think she's had a bit more perjury than that.
I think she's had some other problems other than just Australia. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's still court stuff going on about them. I think, isn't there?
Well, her and Johnny Depp, they apologized about it back then. See, Johnny, she was a bad influence on you.
Was that it? It's her fault.
Well, wherever she goes, she wreaks havoc.
She does wreak havoc.
Yes.
And she wreaked havoc with him, though he wasn't.
But see, he was.
He wasn't a saint either in any of this, I don't think.
No,
so.
That's true. He wasn't. Yeah. However, you never heard about him with anything negative or really anything until her.
Nah, that's true. Well, maybe they just kept it quiet, whoever he was with.
But then with her,
it was volatile.
You hear about her wherever she goes.
Right.
So you think, which one is the instigator?
Well, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that, I guess. Anyway, they hopefully got to come home with their dogs from Australia. I never heard the outcome of that. Because obviously, Justin Bieber didn't get to bring his monkey back. I don't know. Was that in Australia or Mexico? I don't remember. Anyway.
I'm not sure. I didn't follow too close on the monkey
Jackson
story.
Michael Jackson had a monkey. Remember that?
Yes, he was. John Wayne was tall. His mashed potatoes are so creamy.
Anyway. I'm sure the deputy prime minister should be honored that Amber's named her new pup after him. Why not?
He could go that high road. It's like, you know.
Who doesn't love a dog named Barnaby? That is a great name, right? That is a great name.
It's a good dog name.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.